DeepEnglish.com. Yes or no, past continuous. Tom was committing to saying yes to absolutely everything for 7 days. Who was committing to saying yes? Tom was committing to saying yes. Was he committing to saying yes to everything? Yes, he was committing to saying yes to everything. How long was he committing to saying yes for? He was committing to saying yes for 7 days. That's how he found himself saying yes to all that spam. The next day, while ordering food, Tom was saying yes to everything the cashier offered. What was he saying yes to? He was saying yes to everything the cashier offered. He was saying yes to French fries, yes to a drink, and yes to an ice cream. Was he saying yes to French fries? Yes, he was saying yes to French fries. Was he saying yes to a drink? Yes, he was saying yes to a drink. What else was he saying yes to? He was also saying yes to an ice cream. Later in the week, Tom's friend was asking him if he'd babysit his 2-year-old son overnight for him. Who was asking Tom to babysit? Tom's friend was asking him to babysit. Was he asking Tom to babysit for just a few hours? No, he wasn't asking him to babysit for just a few hours. How long was he asking him to babysit for? He was asking him to babysit overnight. Though he would really like to say no, he was saying yes again. Was he saying yes again? Yes, he was saying yes again. Much of Tom's week-long experiment was revolving around saying yes to things he didn't want to do anyway. Was Tom's experiment revolving around things he wanted to do or didn't want to do? Tom's experiment was revolving around things he didn't want to do. He was thinking that being a yes man was more work than it was worth. What was he thinking? He was thinking that being a yes man was more work than it was worth. Tom was not the only one who was experimenting with saying yes more in hopes of achieving a more exciting and fulfilling life. Was Tom the only one who was experimenting with saying yes more? No, Tom was not the only one experimenting with saying yes more. Danny Wallace was writing about a low period in his life after breaking up with a girlfriend. Was Danny writing about a low period in his life? Yes, Danny was writing about a low period in his life. What kind of period of his life was he writing about? He was writing about a low period in his life. Was he writing about a low period after breaking up with his girlfriend? Yes, he was writing about a low period after breaking up with his girlfriend. He was turning down invitations from friends and spending more and more time alone. Who was turning down invitations from friends? Tom was turning down invitations from friends. What else was Tom doing? Tom was spending more and more time alone. Around this time, a stranger on a bus was telling him to start saying yes more to life. Was a stranger telling him to start saying yes more to life? Yes, a stranger was telling him to start saying yes more to life. This was a turning point that was leading him to make a promise that he documents in his book. Was this turning point leading him to make a promise? Yes, this turning point was leading him to make a promise. Danny writes funny stories about when he was saying yes to ridiculous things, and also about how being less negative and more open was changing his life for the better. Was being less negative changing his life for the better? Yes, being less negative was changing his life for the better. Was being more open changing his life for the better? Yes, being more open was changing his life for the better.